Nancy Moosey here with AtlantaFalcons.com, and we are on the phone with defensive tackle Rashid Hegman, who was the 37th overall pick for the Atlanta Falcons. Rashid, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good.
Talk about how you're feeling right now. You finally found out where your new home is going to be.
It's been a relief, man. And finally get my name called, you know, it's a wonderful blessing. And now I can just, you know, go focus on what I love to do, which is play football.
And you were you participated in the Senior Bowl, so you had the opportunity to be coached by the Falcons coaching staff. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that experience?
I thought it was a great way, you know, just for me to build up my chemistry with, you know, the Atlanta Falcons coaching staff. You know, they're real familiar, and I'm real familiar with them, and I felt like that was probably, you know, just part of the process that, you know, they just know me on and off the field, and just the fact that they coached me, you know, at the Senior Bowl, you know, I felt like, you know, I already have a step of, you know, how the coaching staff is and how, you know, Brian Cox, the defensive coach is. And I'm just happy just to have, you know, familiar faces draft me.
And you talked about the reason why you came back for your senior season in college was two reasons. One was to earn your degree, and the other one was to make sure that you were able to master your position. Can you kind of talk about that, and were you able to accomplish that goal?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously get my degree, but obviously working on my craft, and I feel like it will never be finished because there's so many things I can learn that I want to learn. Now that I got my degree and I'm doing school, I can, like, 100% focus on what I love to do. And I feel like, you know, if you want to be great, you want to be, you know, the best, you have to master your craft. You have to master the technique of being a defensive tackle. And, you know, I've been playing D-tackle for 3 years, and I got to where I am now, so it just shows how much potential I have and how much hunger I want to be successful. So I'm just glad that I have an opportunity just to have great coaches to help me do that.
Now, you're a very versatile player. Are you looking to play defensive end, defensive tackle, or just whatever the team needs?
Whatever the team needs. You know, they want me playing DN right now, but, you know, if they want to switch me or whatever it is, I'm down for it. So, you know, I'm just glad that you had the opportunity just to say that. But, yeah.
Rashid, we were reading up on your backstory. What do you think your upbringing, what in your upbringing really helped mold you into the man that you are and to be able to really prepare you for this next level?
Really, it was just to trust my struggle. Obviously, I've had, you know, some setbacks in my past. And just my story when I was younger. Obviously, you know, the feeling of what it's like, you know, just to go through what I went through. And I just trusted that, and I tried to do, and obviously do my best to stray far away as I can to be the most successful and just stick with something I'm good at and just work on that so I don't ever have to feel what I felt when I was younger. And I've used that to motivate me, you know, ever since then.
Absolutely. Now, listen, we're really excited to have you come to Atlanta. Are you excited to come to a little bit of a warmer state and leave the North for a little while?
Hell yeah, man. I'm eager, man. You know, I'm just ready to go down south and just the weather, you know, like, that's it. Like, the weather, you know, just whether it's the environment, man, I'm super happy. I couldn't be, you know, more blessed just to be in this position.
Definitely. I'll tell you, our winters are not quite as brutal as Minnesota. So we're excited to have you, and we're looking forward to getting you here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.